Relationships, sex, passion, with Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Happy Wednesday. Thank you for joining me tonight on Passion, a show all about love, sex, and relationships. And as mentioned, I am Kelly Alexander, sitting in for Dr. Lori, who is away this week promoting her book. She will make her grand return tomorrow. The first Wednesday, by the way, of every month on Passion is dedicated to alternative sexuality. And in studio with me tonight are Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. So I will start off by saying if you have any questions about kink or bondage, discipline, domination, submission, please ask 514-790-0800. You can also reach us by text at 514-800. And I have a special surprise tonight. I actually was able to speak to our lovely promotions department. And when they heard what we were going to be talking about tonight, which will involve some 50 Shades of Grey, they offered up a pair of passes to the premiere of 50 Shades of Grey right on February the 11th at the Cineplex Odeon Forum. So how we're going to give them away is I'm going to be watching the text messages and also taking your calls. And I think we'll have a voting here of three, and the most intriguing call and or text will probably walk away with these passes to go see 50 Shades of Grey. And let me tell you, these tickets are hot tickets because we're giving them away on our sister station, Virgin, which is where I work most of the time. And it is a hot ticket number. So I'm sure you're going to want to grab these passes. I think Catherine wants these passes.
We all do.
Pierre, Catherine, thank you for hanging out with me tonight on Passion. And
it's nice.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
And we're very happy to be here.
Excellent. So we're going to get going. And I know because this is my first time on the air talking about this types of topics, I did have a couple of questions. I think, you know, and if people are first-time listeners to the show, and especially first-time listeners to the show, to the first Wednesday of every month, you know, they might have some questions about this alternative lifestyle. And so if we can start, you know, how did you guys actually get into this? Because I know it's been a while.
Well, for us, well, we're a bit older, yeah. But people have, let's say you have dreams or erotic fantasy. Mm-hmm. And at some point you get and part in your life where you want to experiment with them. And this is how you get into this.
Okay.
And you do some research, hopefully, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you start to look at what's out there. And this is how you slowly get into this.
Okay.
And this is what we push a lot. You know, you go into this very slowly. Learn. Do the research.
Okay, well,
talk
I've
to people.
Been kinky.
Yeah. But that's another story.
Do you find, again, because I think you and I are, you know, the three of us here are going to go back and forth, I think, you know, talking 50 Shades of Grey and then sort of, I guess, applying it to real life in a way. With regards to 50 Shades and the phenomenon that it's been over the last year and now the anticipation for the movie that's coming up, would you say that a lot of people have got into it and maybe not really thought it through?
You really want to make me cry?
A little crying, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey is, for people who read the book and people within the lifestyle, mm-hmm. it's very hard to make a judgment. They have some great stuff in there. It's very hot. I mean, I think Catherine described it well when she called it an harlequin, kinky harlequin book.
Yeah, kinky harlequin. It's kind of fluffy.
Kinky harlequin.
It's kinky. Okay. It's and, there's some good hot little parts in it.
And okay. She's right.
Okay. It's a woman's book, and I'm sorry to say it like that.
Yeah, I wonder actually how many men have actually read the book. That'd be
interesting. Oh, more than
statistic.
You think. I'm doing the research on this, okay. and actually a lot of ladies have their men read it.
Yeah, I would think, eh?
And it's quite surprising.
It's a good way to open up discussion.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we delve into it further, though, I want to get your take on the book. So, Catherine, we'll start with you. Do you like the book?
I actually do.
Okay.
I think that you have to take it for what it is. It is not fine literature. Uh-huh. It is a kind of a fun little kinky, fluffy pastime book.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And it's great for that. It's a good introduction. Uh-huh. It's letting people know that, you know what, a lot of people do these things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who actually do it as a lifestyle where they actually have a power exchange.
Okay.
It's a lot more common than people think.
Okay.
And I, you know, it opens that up. Now, it's not very realistic, but I, you know, who really thinks it is?
What do you think, Pierre, of the book? Did you like the book? I feel like no is going to come out of your
mind. No, actually, the author did a great job.
Okay,
I have to say.
Okay,
it's very hard to write a good book, and I think she did a good job.
Okay,
but I don't like the book.
No way.
And okay. Like Catherine said, a lot of the things that are in this are realistic. unrealistic. Okay?
Oh, they're unrealistic.
If I were to read a Marvel magazine where I see one man pick a car with one hand, that would be more believable for me than what I read there.
Really?
And I have, this is why I have a beef with this.
So as a couple then who are in the lifestyle of what this book partially is trying to portray, mm-hmm. Do you find then that it does your lifestyle a big disservice?
I know there's a lot of people on the net that think so.
Okay.
I think it's going to promote the lifestyle as much as it's going to create problem for it.
Okay.
So it will depend on how things go. The movie itself, it's not out. I'm really, really hoping that the movie may save a bit, you know, this problem.
Think so, Pierre? Because I find that the movies are like, I always find the books are the best, right? And then the movies suck.
Usually are.
So this could be terrible.
But it's very graphic. The book is very graphic, and I don't see how they can do it for a movie without getting in trouble. So they would have to pull it off another way.
Okay.
And I kind of hoping that they may save it doing so, you know?
Okay, okay.
And, well, I'm a dreamer.
Excellent. If you have questions for Pierre and Catherine, 514-790-0800 and by text as well, 514-800. And if you don't mind, please put your first name in the text. So if we swing it back to you guys for a second, you know, when I was doing the research, you guys were gracious to give me some information about you in the background, obviously. And you mentioned that you actually have a dungeon in your home. So how does that work? Like, and how did you guys set that up?
Is there a particular piece of equipment you're asking about in the dungeon? Or
I probably don't know how half of them work.
First of all, it's all consensual.
Yep.
Okay. So they have a safe word.
Okay.
And
so you as a couple have safe words with each other.
Absolutely. We have safe words as a dominant.
I'm sorry, my love. I think you have to understand we're both dominant.
Okay.
So we have an open relationship.
Okay.
And we have partner outside of our relationship with who we quote unquote play.
Okay.
And this is why
as
dominant. So this is why we have a dungeon.
Okay.
When she gets her partner, I'm there for safety. When I get mine, she's there for safety.
Okay.
And the room that we have is basically just a space that is practical to do so.
Okay.
So if you want to continue, my love.
So like, you know, there's various equipment in there. There's mm-hmm. like a rack thing that you can tie people to. There's all these peg things on the ceilings. And there's a wall of equipment because it's kind of a term. It's called a toy slot.
Okay.
And what that is I really love the different implements and the different things. So
now, if I can interrupt you just for a second, Catherine, would this be something where if people were new to the lifestyle, they could hurt themselves if they're not careful? Is this what you're talking about, Pierre, earlier, where you need to do the research?
Okay, I'm going to read something for you. There's a Newsweek magazine. I have a special edition for 50 Shades.
Uh-huh.
And there's all kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to say stuff, not say on some other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it clean for the radio.
Okay, Tara 28, New York. My fiancé and I had a mishap with some candle play.
Okay.
We were like, ooh, fun, sexy candle. Maybe we pour it on too fast, but we had it lit and we pour it on my stomach. And
oh,
I was like,
see, no.
Okay, well, first of all, there, may I interject?
Yes, please.
When you do wax play, that is something you want to normally use paraffin wax.
Okay.
It has
so
a,
you really have to do research.
Well, yeah,
didn't
it,
do
it
the
has
research.
A melting point that is much at a lower temperature.
Than what they use?
Like, for instance, the last thing you'd want to use is like a beeswax.
Okay. We have so much more to talk about with Pierre and Catherine, and again, about the lifestyle that they're involved in. And of course, in conjunction with 50 Shades of Grey, because this has just stirred up, you know, a national phenomenon, even worldwide. Everyone is waiting for this movie to come out next week. And again, up for grabs at the end of the evening, we will be giving away a pair of passes to the premiere of 50 Shades of Grey on February the 11th at the Cineplex Odeon Forum. So if you'd like to be in for the running, ask us a question, 514-790-0800. And of course, by text, 514-800. My name is Kelly Alexander. Much more on Passion coming up. But first, obviously, it was a terrible ride home, I think, with regards to the weather.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
10:18. Minus 11 right now in downtown Montreal with the wind chill. We will warm you up here on Passion. As mentioned, my name is Kelly Alexander, in for Dr. Lori tonight. She's away promoting her book. We're joined by Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. And, you know, they come in the first, you know, Wednesday of every month, and we're so fortunate to have them on today because we are like a week away from 50 Shades of Grey. And this has been, I think, one of the most anticipated movies of the year, you know, that's coming up. And we've been talking about it for months and months and months. And we're only days away. And of course, we do have a pair of tickets up for grabs to the Virgin, the premiere. I wanted to say Virgin premiere, which we are giving away passes on that station too. But the premiere of 50 Shades on February the 11th.
Sure, she's a virgin.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a virgin announcer. There we go. How we're going to do it is if you you either call in or text in, and the most intriguing, I think, question, we'll have a little discussion before the end of the show, and then somebody will be walking away with these tickets. So if you have questions for Pierre and Catherine, by all means, 514-790-0800 and by text 514-800. With regards to the movie that's coming out, you know, we're talking about it next week. Do you think it romanticizes, you know, maybe too much what really is the lifestyle, or what, well, the, you know, what they think
yes
it is and it's
no,
not?
No, because you know what? There is some romance and there is some ambiance kind of to it. It's not just about going in and wailing away and smacking away at somebody.
Okay.
You know, there is, there's some sensuality. There's some, you know, so I think that it shows that a little bit is kind of good, because I know years ago when Pierre and I had kind of come out of the closet. We had done a show called Kink years ago.
Okay.
And the reaction I got coming out was so different than Pierre. Pierre was a woman beater, and I was a sexy hot one.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Because
it
was like, oh, you're a mistress, right?
Okay.
And we have seen over the I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years, more of an acceptance that people realize there's safe words, that it's consensual, that there's more than that. So, I mean, that's good. Anything that kind of makes people realize it is consensual. It is. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not a rape. It's a. You know.
It's a play.
It can be stopped. Yeah. It's a play. It's a scene.
Okay.
You know. And the person that looks like they're being abused can actually stop it at any time.
I actually wanted to go further with that, Catherine, with regards to what you just said about how, you know, Pierre's situation was different, where you were looked as an abuser, I would say.
I work with other men, so you know, it's always the man thing. You have to defend the woman.
Right.
So
right.
So anything
right.
you do otherwise makes you a freak.
Right. Okay.
So the only chance I've got is I'm not a small man. So basically, when someone would say something stupid like this, it would be like, come on, you know?
Right, right, right.
And
right,
this is how I got away with it. But it's just to show you how the mindset is. And
it's
some
better
other,
now.
And some other guy would say, well, you don't realize your sexual fantasy. I do. And it, I would have the silence.
Oh, okay. You know? And have you really found, I know, Catherine, you said over the years it's gotten better. Do you think, though, that it really is coming into acceptance? Because, I mean, if we even take, for example, like, you know, the gay community, it's still only come so far.
Right.
You know?
And but it's better
like
than before.
30 years ago. But the gays were 30 years ago.
Yep. But if you look at the TV, the media, okay, you work for Virgin, all the video that are coming out, there's always something sexy, latex or...
Yep. The Rihannas of the world.
The Rihannas of the world and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the young adult... For them, it's not as big deal as it was, let's say,
not
for my generation.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay.
Which is can sometimes be a bad thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, before you kind of do the kinky stuff, you kind of got to get used to the vanilla and the everyday stuff. And, and you know, there is some point where, you know, how can I say it? When you're young and let's say oral sex is all mysterious and exciting, right? And then after, you know, 15, 20 years of it, you think, oh, I want a little something else to spice it up.
Right.
And that's like a natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're seeing that sometimes people who are very young are getting into it because of media influences and influences around. Not necessarily that's their, where they've kind of...
Do you find people are jealous of you, though? Like, because that you guys are quote-unquote out, right? Like, obviously, people in your life know.
Oh, yeah, sometimes people.
Because, you know, Pierre, you just mentioned that you get to realize your fantasies. Do you find that there are people that would be jealous that, you know, you are not afraid to live your life?
There's a nuance here. We figured that some of the people that we encountered that were jealous were from the lifestyle.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
People that are not in the lifestyle, they either treat us as a freak or they go, wow. So it's really weird.
It's very funny because there are some people think that everybody in the lifestyle, it's like they'll think that all gays kind of all agree.
Right, 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 right.
And I can tell you that there's a lot of different ways of looking at things.
Okay.
We basically preach, you know, tolerance and safety and find your own way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Discussion, negotiation.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people that will say, it has to be done exactly like A, B, and C. And in my opinion, those are the ones that are, they're very, very rigid And part of the way that they're that rigid, this is the proper protocol and blah, 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 exactly, is because they kind of feel that if they do it exactly that way, it's okay.
Okay.
You know, and it kind of overcomes their own inhibitions.
Joining us on Passion tonight is Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. If you've got questions, 514-790-0800. And of course, by text, 514-800. I have a text from Bob who says, I know some people are quote unquote vanilla.
Yep.
And then he goes, but if I want to go chocolate, quote unquote, is that bad for my health?
Okay. Well, chocolate can mean several things.
Okay.
In like slang. Okay. Chocolate could mean someone who's black,
right?
Like a racial,
yeah.
Racially.
Yeah.
It could also mean
not vanilla, I would say.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, okay. It could mean okay. Several different things.
So him talking about his health, though, like, can we focus in okay. on that? Like, is that?
Yes,
it depends
and no.
on what he's doing.
Okay, let's compare this to food.
Okay.
If you eat just good food for your health, mm-hmm. it's not harmful.
Right.
But if you eat too much good food for your health, mm-hmm. you're going to gain weight.
Right.
Even if you eat the right stuff and, you know, they were talking earlier on the other show about stuff that is grown.
Yeah.
Organic.
Yeah.
If you eat too much of it, it's not good.
Okay.
BDSM, fetishes, mm-hmm. sex in general is the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes and no.
Okay. Now, if we flip back to the movie for a second, do you think then you'd mentioned Pierre to me when we were speaking before we came on the air about that you view that the movie could be a bit of a problem for the BDSM lifestyle. Explain what you mean by that.
A lot of people are going to come in the lifestyle or new people
mm-hmm.
and they have read the book and they're going to want to experiment everything at the same time.
Okay.
And the book, one of the things I reproach the book is they don't do a good job about explaining the relationship of what an exchange of power really is.
Okay.
And for instance, we see a lot of young people coming in the lifestyle because of the video and the media, like we mentioned
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get into a relationship based on exchange of power.
Mm-hmm.
But often these young adults, they don't know what a real relationship is to start.
Okay.
So how can they be comfortable in a relationship based on exchange of power if they don't know what a relationship is?
Okay.
And we see these people getting together and exploding.
Yet.
Huh?
They don't have the experience.
They don't have the experience.
Okay.
And it's the same problem with the movie. People are going to get into this. It's easy. I seen it on the movie. I see it in the book. And it's like the example I gave you earlier. They do things without doing their research.
I think sometimes people aren't prepared about the emotions that can
Yeah, because
come
this is emotional. This is not just physicality.
Exactly. When you, let's say you spank somebody,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's all these psychological things that are happening at the same time. There's all these psychological triggers. And to be clear, I'm not talking about anything to do with pedophilia here with an adult. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could still be triggering things from the childhood. You could be triggering all sorts of, you know. And so I think it's like online.
Mm-hmm.
When people will play online with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll, you know, you do this and you do that.
It's pretend.
Right.
However, what's not pretend is the emotions.
Okay.
And I think it really, the intensity blows a lot of people away.
Do people get into trouble then with regards to not really maybe understanding?
Because
like you said, with you might not even know that something that maybe happened to you, I'm not saying that you were abused
Absolutely.
As a child, but maybe something
yes.
could set you off. And
All
then,
the time.
They're called triggers, by the way. People
okay.
who works in the mental health
yeah. field, yeah.
they know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And they get in trouble too physically. Remember that fireman that by accident killed his partner a few years ago?
I don't remember that, but okay.
And these are the type of things. You
okay.
have to do the research. You have to go slow.
Okay.
It's like I gave you the example earlier about climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You watch this movie and everybody's climbing this very high mountain and it's easy. So the guy take a few rope and a few things and he start to climb at a few thousand feet by himself without knowing anything about climbing.
Right.
He's going to kill himself.
Right.
And this is exactly the same
thing.
Well,
you know what? There's also some really easy ways to hurt somebody without meaning to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, even if you're looking at bondage, people need to be able to move around. You need to be able to get circulation.
Mm-hmm.
If let's say your arms are above your head for a couple of hours,
right.
that's a lot of stress on your heart. And that's not something that a lot of people are going to think about.
Yeah.
You're playing, you're looking at other parts of her. You're not looking
yeah.
at her hands that are going, you know, purple.
Blue, yeah.
Or yeah. And so, you know, if, if you're going to be doing bondage, it has to be something that can come apart really fast and easy.
Okay. Oh, you have to have the proper equipment.
You got to make sure you've got an extra key there. You have to make sure that everything's safe. And you know what's the worst part is you have to talk about it beforehand.
And
people
after.
Don't like that.
Okay. Much more coming up with Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com as we talk about 50 Shades of Grey and what that actually means for the BDSM lifestyle. My name is Kelly Alexander, sitting in for Dr. Lori Petito on Passion. Much more coming up after this.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Happy Wednesday or happy hump day. Ha ha ha. Thanks for joining us. I knew you'd like that, Catherine. Kelly Alexander sitting in, as mentioned, for Dr. Lori, who's away promoting her book. She will make her return. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight on Passion alongside Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. We're talking about 50 Shades of Grey and what that means for the BDSM lifestyle. And again, up for grabs before the end of the show. We're going to give away a pair of passes, premiere passes to the premiere of 50 Shades of Grey happening on February 11th. So you'll see it. I think it's 2 days before the movie actually hits theaters. So you get 2 days
jealous.
Before. The premiere?
It's the premiere. Oh, we do it up big here.
They're going to see it before us. That's
I don't
not
think
there
are any good questions. I don't think they wrote it.
So if you want in for the running for these passes to the premiere happening at the Cineplex Odeon Forum, very simple, 514-790-0800. We need an intriguing question, or also by text at 514-800. And Pierre and Catherine, over the break, we were getting some texts in. And so we have one here. He did not put his name, but he says, I'm assuming it's a guy. It sounds like he wants to take his sex life to that next level. And obviously with the 50 Shades of Grey, I guess that's in his mindset. Mm-hmm. He says that he wants to, you know, up his game, if you will. It sounds like he wants to get involved in things with regards to foreplay with nipples and with testicles. And it sounds like he's worried that it might, how does he keep it, I guess, without him getting hurt?
Do the research.
Before you put it on your nipple, put it on your finger.
Right.
Try it first.
Right.
Okay. Try it on a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Your bits that aren't quite as tender.
Yeah.
And even try it if you can pinch an inch on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Try it on your side.
Okay.
Or on a couple other
to
spots.
See how it
right.
Goes.
Remember that when you take off a clamp is often when it's going to hurt the most
because of the blood flow. Right.
The blood flow comes
exactly.
back in. Okay.
Okay.
So you know, just start slow. That's the big thing.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you've been talking a lot throughout the evening so far about safe words and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and obviously that's a very important thing to have. Would you say, Pierre and Catherine, that most people respect safe words? And I'll start with you, Pierre.
Most of them do, but for some people that consider themselves purists, they refuse to have a safe word.
Really?
And we're against that.
Okay.
So, you know, so they figure that if they're dominant, they say, I can read my sub and perfectly, which we doubt.
Okay.
Because people change, okay, and things happen.
Well, if you never ever play the no, don't do that, because sometimes part of the play
mm-hmm.
is the idea of being forced, even if the submissive can actually stop it if it gets too intense.
Okay.
So let's say they're being flogged away on, they want to be able to go, no, don't do that, but they don't really want you to stop.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons, I mean, that's an example. You need a safe word because you need to know, well, do you really want me to stop? Is there really a problem?
Yeah, you have to know. And for the submissive side, some submissive that claim that they don't want a safe word, mostly Catherine has to deal with them. That some of them even said to Catherine, you can kill me if you want. It's like,
yeah,
it's realistic, you know.
So, wow.
Yeah, these are the people we don't want to deal
right.
with.
Are you worried, again, with regards to this 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, with the influx of people that are going to maybe get in over their heads, like maybe even contacting you guys on your website?
Well, yes, it's going to happen.
We get a lot of emails.
We get a lot of emails, so we're used to that. It's just that when you say to someone, go slow and stuff, a lot of people, you say, oh, these are old geezer, you know, they don't want us to get in this stuff. And it's like, no, we just don't want you to get hurt.
Right.
And we're not talking always physical. It could be mental. It could be emotional.
Right. Yeah.
Because
it's not like you can't go further the next day.
Right.
You know?
Because you mentioned too earlier about the emotional side of it, Catherine.
It's really big. It's something that people...
Would you say that the emotional side is 50% or maybe more?
It's actually more.
It is, eh? Okay.
90% of sex is in your head.
It's in your head.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an example. We have a dungeon at home.
Yeah.
In real life, it's a bedroom that we transform into a dungeon, a small bedroom.
Okay.
But when you say dungeon, it creates...
But it's an awesome small bedroom.
Yes, but it creates a picture in the mind of people. What can happen there and stuff. So just by saying the word dungeon, you create all of this atmosphere.
Right, right, right.
And it's like it starts there. Just imagine when you say, okay, now you're going to dress a certain way. You're going to address me another way. Mm-hmm. You create all of this cinematographic thing, if you want.
Right, okay.
And it's quite important in BDSM.
Now, I know you guys have been doing it for a while, but do you... Like, are you worried or concerned about about people that you would bring over? Like, how much do you vet them?
We talk we negotiate a long time. Okay. Some people write to us, oh, I'm going to be in Montreal that weekend. Can you take me? It's like, fat chance.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But when we get someone, we talk. We meet and repeatedly, and we try to know that person. They try to know us. And when we feel that the trust is there, we go a little further. Not too fast. Okay. It starts slow. It starts, you know, with simple stuff.
Well, it's also when we get a relationship. Part of it is my part of my kink is control, okay, or the authority. So I mean, it even starts off slow because you have to, you know, you start giving the person some rituals, you start giving them some basically guideline and rules and stuff, and there's a point where it's going to become too heavy for that person, too many rules, too many things. I can't do it. So, and everybody's different, so you have to start really slow, even if you're going to go really extreme eventually with the person to make it work. And in my opinion, just start slow and you build it up. You know, if you're even talking about a spanking, you don't just start wailing away on the guy's butt or the girl's butt. You start off with some nice sensual rubs and then, you know, you slowly tap.
Small tap and you warm
for a while.
So you have to build up the trust.
Exactly. And the pain in this case.
And relaxation.
Okay.
Because they have to relax a little bit because they're, you know, they're a little stressed, a little tense there, right? They know that something's going to...
Would you say here in Montreal that there is a healthy BDSM lifestyle going on? Like, how would you rate Montreal?
It's everywhere and the people make it healthy or not. So in BDSM, we have people that we think that are amazing. There's some people that we think that should be in jail.
Wow.
It's an opinion, okay?
Okay.
There's people, so this is why we prefer...
There's all the different economic levels too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the different, one of the differences is that there's some of the economic levels, the higher economic levels, do not come out into public.
Right.
So they will contact us and they'll talk to us and they'll have private parties.
Okay.
And things. But often you're not going to see them at more of a lower public venue.
Right. Okay.
And just because they worry about their own reputation and things.
Because of
you know,
that.
Professionals, there's doctors, there's lawyers, there's, you know, politicians, there's...
Would
all
you
sorts.
Say there is a fair amount then that would be quote unquote in the closet?
Most of them.
I'd say 95%.
And really? We suggest to people to stay like this. We've been out. We experienced what it is to be out. We experienced how to be treated like freak.
Okay.
And I think people don't need that.
It's getting more accepted.
Yeah,
but do you almost feel like you have a responsibility? Like some of you know, I think the best case scenario I can use is the gay community, because that's been the big thing all these years is more celebrities coming out, right? Like Ellen DeGeneres started it, but in 97 when she came out, it was such a huge thing. Rosie O'Donnell came out, you know,
really?
All these.
I didn't know that. Okay, I'm so sorry.
You know, all these, you know, Neil Patrick Harris, like all these actors have come out, and it's almost like they've taken the responsibility to push things further. Do you guys feel like you have a responsibility with the lifestyle to make it quote unquote okay?
No.
Okay.
We explain our own story because we know everybody's story is different.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that everybody is ready to do the same thing that we do.
What I do though is I'm really glad that we are out and it's just basically to tell people that, you know what, you're not alone. When I knew I was BDSM and kinky long before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, you feel all alone. You wonder what's the matter with you. So I'm kind of glad that we can be an example of that. You know what? There are functioning people out there that are good members of society. We're law-abiding and et cetera, et cetera. And we like BDSM. And so that's kind of nice. But, you know.
Now, I have a question that's come in by text. And it goes, I have a question about approaching the topic of BDSM. If somebody is with the same person for an extended period of time and that person has shown no interest in experimenting with BDSM, how would you approach them about trying it? That sounds like a really great question.
I would probably
like, to get your mate
let's
going.
Say you go to the movie.
Yeah, Fifty Shades.
The Fifty Shades movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's it might be just a case of, well, you know, when that happened in the movie, I found that kind of intriguing. Did you?
Okay.
And just kind of bring up the...
So like, have a discussion.
You know, bring up, have a discussion.
Okay.
A lot of people, do you know how often we've had people come and say, you know, my wife, she just doesn't think anything and blah, blah, blah. And when you talk to the wife, they're saying, and I've been fantasizing about this for 25 years.
Because they don't talk.
Because
they
don't communication talk.
Is very important.
And,
okay.
You know, but just start off with that. It doesn't mean that like, oh, are you kinky or whatever. Mm-hmm. Use something else so it's a lot less...
Subtle?
Well, no, it's a lot less in their face. It's less.
Yeah,
it's a lot less.
Don't come home with a flogger and a couple of restraint stuff because that will not work.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have to start slowly and
pick up 9.5 weeks.
And I think a lot of people, as individuals, are afraid to express their fantasies. Right.
Absolutely.
So especially with their, I mean, with their mate, I think because you're being at your most vulnerable. Are you not with your mate? So that must be really difficult.
Yeah, but this is why you have to go slow. And but if you're partner is not into it, don't force that partner in.
Much more coming up with Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com as we discuss 50 Shades of Grey movie tonight on Passion. And of course, if you have questions and you are in, you could be in for the draw for this pair of passes to the 50 Shades of Grey movie on February the 11th. If you text us in or call us in with a an intriguing question, 514-790-0800 or 514-800. My name is Kelly Alexander.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Thank you so much for joining us on Passion tonight as we speak with Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. And we've been talking a lot about the 50 Shades of Grey movie. And again, before the end of the evening, we'll be announcing our winner who will be off to the 50 Shades of Grey premiere on February the 11th. Lots of texts actually coming in now to 514-800. And of course, you can always join us by phone as well at 514-790-0800. Pierre and Catherine, there was a text that's come in, says, how does the community as a whole deal with either a bad dominant or a bad submissive, whether they're male or female? This person says that he imagines there must be some around the community that are not good at their jobs, if you will.
A lot of people talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And submissive mostly, by the way. So if a submissive meet, let's say, somebody that is not good, she or he's going to often say this to other submissive.
Okay.
I think it's good, but at the same time, it's a bit a problem because some people have strange idea of what submission should be, mm-hmm. including submissive. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, a dominant is trying to be logical and the submissive doesn't like it, she or he will give a bad name to that person because he was logical. So it's kind of a catch-22 thing.
It's the same thing as, you know, sometimes there's some really ugly breakups in vanilla or any situation. So sometimes it's one person is really at fault and sometimes they both are and there's that. But if you mean bad by dangerous,
mm-hmm.
Word does get around if you're
it
active.
It does,
Well, absolutely. But also really need to negotiate and talk with the person.
Find out
what kind of plays they actually like. What are their tastes? BDSM covers such a wide range of things that, I mean, you could have someone who likes anything from something really extreme like breath play to something like fire play, which sounds so much more extreme than it is.
Well, everything is in the look. But one thing I need to say is safety too. I had my idea and I just lost it.
Things
Sorry.
Happen. I wanted to ask you though, with regards to, because again, this Hollywood movie, this 50 Shades of Grey, you know, we've been talking about it for so long and it seems like, I almost feel like there's no way the movie can live up to what we've been talking about, right?
For the
last year. But Pierre and Catherine, do you feel that obviously it's going to romanticize, you know, the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that, people are going to get the wrong idea of what the lifestyle actually is? Because obviously we've talked about how this is probably the vanilla version in some way. So people might be like, oh my God, this is it. But then it's not really.
Well, sadly, every dominant isn't a billionaire.
Right.
Okay, so that one, because, you know, I could really... Hey.
And sadly, all the submissive lady are not virgin, young and
graduating
beautiful.
From university and graduating from university and stuff. But you know what? It can be romantic.
Okay.
You know, there is that whole ambiance romantic thing to it, which I think is sometimes lost in what people, they just don't get it because they don't see any of that part of it.
Do you think there's going to be a public outcry like there was back in the day with Pretty Woman with Richard Gere and Julia? Because everyone was so like, oh my God, they're romanticizing prostitution. And then they were afraid that so many young girls would run off to be prostitutes. Like, do you think this is going to be the same public outcry?
I don't think so. And because there's so many jokes and media on BDSM already that it's pretty out there. I don't think it's a new enough topic for that.
A question I would have as well, we were talking about sort of the Montreal scene, obviously, which is, you know, where we're at. Do a lot of people that are in the lifestyle, like, travel around to, like, other cities?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Yay.
People that are interesting in this want to see what's elsewhere.
Okay.
Even us, when we had the chance, we travel a lot. It's just right now life is getting in the way.
Okay. Every dungeon has something really neat and cool and unusual in it. It's one of the neatest things to go around and see different dungeons because, I mean, people have, you know, why is this cross made this way? And then it's like, oh.
For people that are in the lifestyle, are they you know, apt to want to share trade secrets, if you will? Or do a lot of people keep it like, you know, this is mine and no one's going to know really what's going on?
No, they love to trade.
There's a lot of Jones in the lifestyle, so they want to show off. Or they're or there's exhibitionists, so they want to be seen.
Okay.
So, and this is what I like, because when you're with people that are like you, you can enjoy a play. You can look at somebody having a nice play, a beautiful play, and look and go, oh, this is wonderful. This is nice. And you know, they like to be looked at. So you basically give them what they want.
Okay.
And this is what I like.
And do you find that, again, you know, you guys have done this for a while. With this 50 Shades of Grey movie, do you think a lot of younger people, like in their 20s, are going to try this out? Or do you think you're going to get the 40-year-olds?
Oh, you're going to get everybody.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, they're going to be young adult, but there's going to be older folks that's going, oh, maybe we should. And I think this is great. It's
what
just
we are seeing is different ethnicities.
Oh, yes.
Ethnicities?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
a lot of Middle Eastern, actually.
Getting
been
into
a big
this.
Influx of Middle Eastern and Middle Eastern men.
Mm-hmm. And women.
Okay.
Well, and women, yes, that's true. But there's a
emails.
Lot of, an awful lot of Middle Eastern male submissives.
Okay.
I think probably because
so a lot of people are opening
dominant
up to
culture,
it, right? Oh, right.
Yep.
Okay.
That it's you know, where the men who may not necessarily be naturally submissive, dominant is forced into that role.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more they want to be submissive.
Okay.
I'm saying probably 2 out of 3. Ads I'm seeing right
really,
now.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Now, we're almost out of time and we are going to announce the winner in just a sec. But before I let you go again, because this is the final show before 50 Shades comes out next week, you each have like 20 seconds to answer this. What do you expect once the movie's out? Are you going to be happy with it, Pierre?
Probably not. I expect beautiful photography.
Yeah.
I would probably be really, really enraged about when the movie is going to be finished, because I'm going to probably think that they didn't explain things well. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
But this is what I expect from the movie. And it's going to be a chick flicks movie.
Right. Catherine?
I think it's going to be fluffy, and I think a lot of my friends are going to send me questions after.
I'm sure you're getting lots and lots of correspondence. Pierre and Catherine, thank you so much.
Thank you for
joining us
Thanks.
Tonight. And we actually had a little conference, and we've decided that the grand winner of the pair of passes. Yeah, Catherine's jealous, I think. She wants a pair of these tickets. But congratulations to Marina, who sent us a text. You are off to see the premiere of 50 Shades of Grey on February the 11th at the Cineplex Odeon Forum. And again, I believe it's 2 days or 3 days before the actual movie comes out
Great
that you get
question.
To do this. So congratulations. And again, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. And they can contact you, right?
Yeah,
obviously
absolutely.
On the website if there's questions. Because I imagine there's some people that might be shy and would want to just email you guys.
Yeah, we have a fair amount of emails, so it's not a problem. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So again, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. Now we are joined by Tough Act to Follow, Joey Elias.
Yeah, I've never had that as an introduction before.
I have to ask you, Joe.
To think. I mean, I've never actually had that. No.
We live to surprise you, Joe.
Well, listen, that's a great opening act. I'll take that. You guys want to go on the road? I hear you travel. Let's do it.
We do. Have Dungeon Will Travel.
There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, well, all right.
That's a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's not going to be the honor student for me.
No.
You know.
Joe, are you going to see this movie?
No.
No? No?
No. No.
Are you really saying that to protect your street cred as your manly man?
I'm going to go see the new Kevin Costner Teach Those Kids to Run movie.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I will. There's no doubt. Good. I love those Disney sports movies.
You see, I figured there'd be a girlfriend on there.
But Joe, if like in 12 months from now, if it comes on, will you watch it on TV? In like 12 months if it comes on HBO or something?
You think it's going to come on TV?
Well, I think it'll cable? Be on HBO on cable at some point.
Oh, for sure.
Would you watch it, Joe, if you're sitting at home with popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn, yeah.
Joe, what's on the big show?
Oh, we're promoting a new show that starts this weekend called Open Michelle.
Nice.
Which is a term that is for an all-female show. So we have one of the performers, one of the creators. We have passes to give away.
Great.
We have Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, love this man. Great.
No. Well, we're just going to play some of his comedy.
Okay, awesome. That is Joey Elias. He's coming up next with a comedy show. My name is Kelly Alexander, hanging in for Dr. Lori. Thank you so much for spending time with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Again, Joey's coming up next. But before that, we'll take a look at the news with Kelly LaPari.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Battito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.